Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, I suppose Steve just wants to put me in a bad mood today.
Why?
As he's starting, the first thing he throws in front of me is this lovely story.
What happened?
What happened? You know, you put it in front of me. What happened? What happened? It's like you're sitting there with a, you know, with a cookie in your hand. What happened? Somebody took a cookie? What? What are you talking about?
No, idea what you're talking about. Yeah. It's so, been many minutes since I remember what I've done.
Oh, is that many minutes? Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you got a nice little, just a feeling of glee going, oh, wait till BJ sees that Spotify is now offering custom playlists for pets. Oh, he's going to love that.
Really?
I see. And then again, he goes, oh, and when Reb is all excited because Reb's got his cats.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. Frank and Carl.
Yeah.
Well, full disclosure, I'm probably on the same side of the fence as you are when it comes to this story.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I am very surprised.
I think this is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of, actually.
What?
Wow. And I am probably, and I like animals more than humans. And we even leave music on for our dog when we leave. Like Lulu has music going on.
Okay.
You know, just so there's some sound in the house. What they're doing here, I think, is just over the top.
Oh, you wouldn't
stupid.
Make a playlist for Lulu? Because you can make a playlist for dogs, cats, lizards, hamsters, birds. I mean, Spotify's got it all covered.
Yeah, I mean, if I had an iguana, I'd make one. But other than that, no.
How about this? How about this? I think you got to get this for Lulu because Spotify's like, here's what your dog needs. Its own podcast. Yes. Spotify is launching my dog's favorite podcast. You know, I don't know why I work anymore. I mean, what do they need me for at this point?
I should do a Lulu cast.
Yeah, you could call it the Paw Cast.
Are you ready for this? Okay, did he just say that?
Yeah. It flows great.
I need a vomit sound effect. We used to have one. I really need one.
No, we don't need that in the morning.
Yeah, I really do. Because, I mean, if you're going to say a Paw Cast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what it features. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It features, this is for the dog, the dog's podcast. It features soothing music and motivational messages. You want to know what it sounds like? This is even worse. We got to listen to what this damn thing sounds like.
Each podcast has some relaxing chat.
For every human, there's a dog. And for every dog, there's a human.
Stories?
This one is about a little puppy.
Some praise.
You know something that's brilliant about dogs like you?
As well as music so soothing, it will have your pooch feeling like they're in a doggy spa in Shangri-La.
Now I kind of know how you feel when I say things about my dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't get it, man. Dogs are awesome. But as I'm hearing this and I watch the video, and the video is very disturbing, I kind of understand what you feel like.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you get what I get. And first,
have you seen the video?
No. Is the video even worse?
It's an old man that's having like a slow dance with his big dog.
Oh, no. Aww. That's the video?
That's adorable.
Oh, no, it's not adorable. It's insane.
Vicky, have you seen it?
Oh, my God.
Some dogs like to dance.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that.
I have friends that do that.
It has a close-up of his hand on the dog. And it's like,
no, dude, this is...
And the dog's looking at him like... The hell's going on?
He just needs some mood lighting, you know, maybe some roses, because that's what it really looks like.
It does. I mean, at this point...
It's weird, man.
Is this propaganda for people that are into bestiality?
No.
Whoa!
I think that might be a little bit of a stretch.
Well, what's next? The guy is... He's dancing hip to hip.
I love that Spotify turned off the comments on their YouTube video.
Yeah,
they
did.
You know that people are going to be commenting about that.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
look like at BJ.
The cowards. Well, I am not trying to be a jerk.
You just equated it to bestiality. I think that's the most jerkish thing you can do.
What's next? You're dancing with a dog like it's a human being.
Oh, what's next? They're going to get married.
Well, I mean, who would ever think 30 years ago?
But I don't dance like that.
Yeah, this is a romantic dance.
It looks
dance.
Like he's having a slow dance with his dog.
Yes, it does. It looks like he's having a wedding dance with his dog. You think that's normal?
You can slow dance with your dog, and it can be a normal, perfectly healthy relationship with your animal.
Rev, have you seen the video?
No.
No, you have to check out the video first.
Yeah, come watch the video.
Yeah, this is why I say it looks like it's a gateway to bestiality to me. All right, look at the video. This is disturbing.
No, that seems fine. Their hands on the hips. It's complete. Oh, no, yeah, no. Oh, that's a big dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's really disturbing.
Oh, no, they're just enjoying the music. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you know what, Steve?
They should show them what happens when when grandma comes back home.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, this is spot on. And how about they get a British person to do it? This isn't a British idea, is it?
Well, it sounds more official.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
If I were British, I'd be pissed and go, take any sound off that makes it sound like we came up with this harebrained idea, you American loonies.
Did she call it the Pupcast?
The Pupcast. Yeah.
Yeah, that works well, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Pupcast, yeah. Pawcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your Pupcast will teach you how to look at your dog in a completely different way.
Got to make it creepy, don't you?
Because it is! It is very creepy! Nobody agrees with me on this? You've seen the video. You don't think this is really a gateway drug?
No, I don't know if it's a gateway drug. I just think that they could have done maybe a little bit different of a video because it does come off very weird.
Yeah, it looks romantic. You know, I know you. I've seen you. People dance around with their dog and the dog just jumps around. And that's one thing.
Yeah.
This is hand on hip, hand on shoulder. Is Spotify insane?
And Lulu more. I mean, it's more like she's twerking and I just dance next to her.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, that, you know, hell, that is not what this is.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Well, there's an old song by a guy you may not have heard of, Neil Sedaka, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. And they say that breaking up is hard to do. One of the phone companies did it, I think, when we had the massive AT&T split or something, and they used that as a theme. I'm going back a little bit for some of you, some of you whippersnappers. But the idea is really the song is so true even today. Breaking up is very hard to do because the survey says the average person won't even do it even though they want to. They'll wait 2 extra months before they actually break up with somebody they don't even want to be with anymore.
Now that's, is it because they just want to make sure like 100% before they go through it, or is it just cowardice and then you're afraid? I mean, I've been guilty of it. I think we all have at some point. You've just been, you're trying to come up with any reason to get out of that awful part of breaking up with someone, but you don't want to be with that person anymore.
Well, you're asking what reason could it be? They actually have 10 reasons that people have given. And they asked a bunch of people. They said, hey, America, why is it that you drag out these relationships that you know you want to end? And the number one reason is, yep, they don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. You know, it's a funny thing. We don't want to be the cause of somebody else's pain, which is, I think, the reason why we have therapeutic issues in this country and in the world. Nobody wants to be the villain of their own story. Nobody wants in that. And that is the one time in your life where you know you're the villain when you actually have to break up with somebody.
But I mean, but on the flip side, and I think this comes with age, you start thinking about this and it's just like, think about how self-centered you are that you think that you are like the reason why that person is happy. And that, you know what I mean? Like, don't you realize that if you're staying with somebody, eventually you're going to find out that you just stayed with them even though you didn't like them or whatever. And that's going to devastate them even more.
It is projection, my friend.
Yeah.
Because what happens to you when somebody dumps you? You just feel like my universe is gone. So we just imagine it's going to be the same way for somebody else. But if you're a healthy, well-adjusted person, another person in your life is an addition. It's not your life. You have a great life whether they're in it or not, but you know it, Steve. I mean, we've seen it all over the world. You complete me. I was nobody till
soulmates.
You.
Soulmates.
It's not a
therapeutic one.
And it's not a therapeutically healthy place to need somebody in your life to be happy. It's like you are the condiment to my great meal is really how it should be.
So you're like the ketchup to my hot dog.
Exactly. And I know nobody, and especially the super romantic people out there they don't think that that should be the way. What? Really? I'm not that important to you? Yeah, you're really not. I mean, look, it doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean I want to be with you. But if you're gone, I want you to know I should be well enough that I have a good life anyway.
And the ketchup on a hot dog is a perfect analogy. You can be like, look, a lot of people hate ketchup on a hot dog, but I personally love it. So this is a good thing.
Yeah, okay. Or you're the mustard.
A lot of people hate that you're in this relationship with me.
A lot of people, they do. They think that you're the sauerkraut of this relationship.
They really do. Yeah. I always like, in my head, I try, and again, that came with time because at college and even in the 20s, like when you get dumped, you're just so devastated. Like, oh my God. But then, like, I can't remember who told me it, but it stuck with me forever. It's like, why do you want to be in a relationship with someone that doesn't want to be with you?
It's a great bit of advice.
And once you really kind of put that, I get it. It's very, like, cut and dry. And almost robotic, and I'm not a robotic person. Obviously, we're all pretty emotional at times. But when I started thinking about it that way, when someone would say, I don't want to be with you, I'm like, all right, then take care. And they would be like, well, don't you want to talk it out? I'm like, no, you don't want to be with me. I don't want to hang out with someone that doesn't want to be with me. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't hang out with friends that I find out didn't want to hang out with me. I'd just be like, all right, time to find new friends.
Or peace.
Why? What are you getting out of that? Then you're just like, you're just torturing yourself.
And nobody wants to hurt somebody else, but really, you saying, look, us being together anymore just isn't working for me, you're doing that for you. You're not, and if that hurts their feelings, that's because they're taking it personally, when in reality, it has nothing to do with them. It's just, you know what? I've decided to travel down this road, and you're that road. It doesn't mean your road's a bad road. It just means I want to go down this road. It's just like, you know, this fast food's not any worse than that fast food. I just like this fast food better, or I don't.
But on the flip side, I remember, like, don't try and use that rationale when you're explaining to someone why you're dumping them. I remember just being like, why do you want to be with me? I don't like you. You shouldn't be with someone that doesn't like you.
And that you understand, right? I mean, you are so unlikable. Why should I be with you, right?
I don't like being around you.
Yeah, I mean, look in the mirror. You should understand why I don't want to be with you.
Although, right? I think the worst, I was not very tactful in my younger years. I remember someone's like, why do you want to not be with me anymore? And they're like getting really pissy. And I'm just like, look, I've become I've changed so much for you that I hate me.
I hate who I am
right
now. I
hate who I've become to make you happy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not myself anymore. Why do you want to be with that? I don't want to be around me.
And I will tell you this, man. People that want to change other people, it's all projection, which means really they want to do all that work on themselves, but they can't bring themselves to do it. So what do? They make you their pet project. It really is the case. And again, it's not like I'm a genius. This is therapy 101. It really is what it is. Number 2 on the list, I love this. It's what we all do. But again, I think it goes back to number one, which is just waiting for the right time. That's why I stay 2 months longer in a relationship that I shouldn't be in.
I'm not surprised. There are people who stay in relationships because a holiday is coming up, Valentine's Day, Christmas, a birthday. I can't dump them before that.
And you know why? Because what do you hear when somebody does? You always hear, can you believe he dumped her right at Christmas or dumped her near her birthday? And yet I think that's the nicest thing to do rather than to pretend, especially Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. I am going to dump you because this is the day where two people who really care about each other should be celebrating it, and I don't care about you anymore. I should dump you before Valentine's Day.
I remember ending a relationship on December 23rd. I just hit a breaking point. I was just like, I'm done. I can't even wait. I try to be that person. I was like, wait till after the holidays.
Oh,
you
know,
you always come up with a reason. And then just something happened. It was like a blow up in an argument. I was like, screw this. I'm not waiting. And then like family members would contact me like, do you realize that you have effectively ruined her Christmas for the rest of her life? She'll never be able to enjoy a Christmas again.
Oh, I'm like, please.
And I remember just being like, I'm not dead. Like, it's not like someone died on her.
Yeah.
Come on.
And why would
we're
family,
in our 20s. Get over it.
Why would family members say that? Because they've been around longer. They understand that, you know, relationships, love, especially in your teens
and
20s.
They were all crazy, BJ, the entire family.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's a good point. Because, I mean, that happens. We always think that the first love is the true love or whatever. Our teens and 20s, we always go, oh, my God, this is the only person I could ever be with. And then you realize when you're in your 50s and, you know, or you get into my decade, you go, kid, you'll be all right. You know, you'll be all right, kid, believe me.
I would never do it, but I would like almost want to, like, Facebook track down that person and be like, hey, how's your Christmases been? Are they still ruined?
I hope you're okay.
It's such a stupid thing.
Like, do you just sit and cry under a tree like Charlie Brown? What do you do?
No more presents.
It's over. I can't love anybody ever again on December 23rd.
So I want to know if the relationship is convenient is one of the reasons why someone stayed in a relationship longer than they should have.
Well, you know what? I will say this. Number 10 says to avoid the hassle of dividing up their stuff. That's convenient. Waiting for the right time, I think, is definitely convenient. Fear of being alone is number 7, and that surely is convenient for people. Needing time to plan the breakup is also convenient. So when you say convenient, yeah, there's a lot of things that these top 10 things that I just mentioned, a lot of them are convenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I need time. I don't want to be alone. How do I end it the right way? Figuring out the right thing to say is number 4 on the list. You know, how do you say it the right way? I'm telling you, being direct.
Yeah.
And being kind is the right way. And look, I'm not going to stereotype, but I think women really don't realize that it's better for a man if you just cut the cord. It's how we like to do things. You just cut the cord, be direct. Do not try to be our friend. Do not try to be overly nice because we get the wrong message. We really get the wrong message. But if you go, look, man, it's over.
It's like this. So they're saying there's a chance kind of mentality.
Yeah, don't do that with guys. I know women want you to be kind to them and want you to be friendly. But as a woman dumping a guy, or if you're an emotional person and you're dumping your partner, just be direct. It's the best thing to do for those direct people in your life.
See, I've been called a bitch for doing that.
Well, you've been called a bitch for a lot of things.
I mean, yeah. But like, I've done that where I need to get away from the person. Like, I can't have you near me. Otherwise, I'm going to think there's a chance. Like, I just need you. I need to basically hate you in my mind. Like, okay, off limits. Don't talk. Nothing. And they're like, wow, that's so cold. Why are you being such a bitch? Like, because I'm doing this for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we could be friends. We could still share our Netflix account.
No.
We'll stay in touch.
No. You know, I mean, I know that some people need that. And I suppose if you know that person, that you know who they are, you can be that to them. But if you are that kind of person and the other person is someone who's direct and just says, okay, cool, I'm black and white, that's fine, don't make it gray for them. It's very harsh. I had a girl do that to me. God, it was my first love, really. And she broke up with me. I'm like, okay, it's over. And then for my birthday, my father has her come to my birthday party. And of course, what do you think? I'm thinking, and it was really fresh. It was like maybe a month after our breakup. There she is showing up. And my dad was like, hey, I invited Sally over. And I'm like, okay, this is amazing. What a birthday present. And I immediately start going to her and going, this is cool. You want to get back? I'm all for it. And she's like, no, I don't want to get back together. And I literally said this, and my father looked at me. I go, well, what the F are you doing at my party? You've just ruined everything.
Forever.
I mean,
I'll never be
forever.
Able to enjoy parties again.
Because that's not my brain. That's my brain thinks, why else would you be here if it's not to, like, be my girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brain doesn't get it. It's like, I don't want you here. You don't want me. Get out of here. Don't come to my birthday party. You're not in that. You're just not there anymore.
I was just reading more about this study. I thought there was an interesting tidbit of information that they threw out there in addition to all the reasons. And they mentioned what is, like, the top time of the year that people get dumped or dump people. What do you think it is?
Gosh, when is the time of year where nothing's going on? You know, I'm going to say either March or August. That's what I would go for.
Yeah, I was going to say August, end of summer, maybe the summer flings are ending.
Wrong.
Damn it.
They're both wrong?
You're all wrong.
See, you guys can suck it.
I'm going to go with May because everyone wants to be single for summer.
It's Mother's Day. I was thinking that might hurt some people, but maybe.
Wrong.
Oh, Danny's wrong.
I'm thinking January because everyone's sick of everyone's crap during the holidays.
Bing, bing, bing.
Wow. Reason is wrong. Month is right. The reason? New Year's resolutions. New me.
Oh, of course.
Starting fresh. Danny, you're out of my life.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's very convenient,
though.
Can we
still share Netflix accounts?
Yes.
You know, you can make me. You don't share accounts, but Vicky and Rev and I, we have that kind of relationship, even though we're monogamous.
Yep, January.
And platonic.
Everybody wants to start fresh.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. You get off of Christmas, and you got to get it done before the next holiday, which is Valentine's Day. January is really that great buffer month.
Man, if you're staying with someone through Christmas, you're just really bad with your finances.
Yeah, that's another thing, because you got to spend money on a gift.
Right. Unless you get a really crappy gift, and it's almost like, look, it was a foreshadowing. That's why I got you something from the dollar store.
You know, if your partner gives you good gifts, though, that is a reason to stay going. You go, well, I'll get one last awesome gift, and then I'm out.
Oh, man.
I mean, there are people that do that. So, yeah, so the study basically said people will stay in a relationship 2 months longer than they want to for those reasons, even though they're done. They were done 2 months ahead of time, but they still stay for those next 2 months. It really isn't good for your psyche. Human beings have to understand that, look, pain's going to happen, and pain is usually the person who's perceiving it, not you. You're not a bad guy or a bad girl for doing it.
Someone said, hey, she had Disney Plus, and I wanted to finish The Mandalorian.
Well, I mean,
is ever a better reason? I haven't heard.
I can't argue with that. I mean, that's at that point, that takes priority. You've got to see what happens with Baby Yoda. You just have to.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills. And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy, and those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.